Today, Body and Mind welcomes Lara Park to our platform. Lara started her career in financial accounting and enjoyed a flourishing and successful career for 13 years. During this time, Lara became interested in alternative therapies, which include Reiki, hypnotherapy, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome, Lara.
Thank you, Taryn.
So, Lara, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you and where are you from?
Well, Taryn, I'm a mother of two very precious children. I've got Caitlin and Bradley. Caitlin is 12 and Bradley is 10. I'm a holistic healer and I operate from Glen Hills. I've had my practice now since 2004, so that's about 11 years. I've always had an interest in energy and I used to get involved in healing circles when I was younger. And then when I had Caitlin, who's my first, I developed postnatal depression, which is when I decided to try Reiki therapy, virtually out of desperation. After my first session, I felt my energy do such a massive shift and decided that I had to learn how to do this so that I could help others experience what I had. So from there, I went on to study through the Healing Association of South Africa with Jan de Vries. Many people know him.
They do.
And I qualified as a spiritual healer and a Reiki master, and then opened my practice. Since then, I've studied various modalities, but most of my work is energy work and counseling and life skills. I'm also a qualified hypnotherapist, so that helps me in the work that I do. I'm also currently studying through the South African College of Applied Psychology to obtain my counseling and communication diploma, with the intention of doing more life skills and counseling with the energy work. I'm currently a lay counselor, so this is a step up where I will become a qualified counselor for South African College of Applied Psychology. And definitely one of my passions. I do have a passion for children and parenting. I enjoy educating parents and helping children cope with their challenges. And I also enjoy helping others through their life challenges. So the work I do is varied in terms of target market. My best is when I can see things are making sense to my clients and that they are becoming self-empowered. That always excites me.
Thank you, Lara. Now, in our conversations before, you've mentioned that you're able to assist people with many different types of remedies, spiritual healing, Reiki, Zentai. Please tell us a little bit about these.
Well, all these therapies have an energy element to them. Zentai is a hand and foot therapy, very similar to reflexology, except that it has an energy element and we also work on hands. It incorporates reflex therapy, meridian therapy, Zen Shiatsu, which is a gentle joint manipulation, which helps to release trapped energy, and massage. This is nice for those who like more physical treatments and are a bit skeptical of energy work. I also do training for Zentai, so anyone interested in adding Zentai to their set of skills can get hold of me and register for that.
Okay.
It is a nice add-on if you are a reflexologist or foot massage therapist, or even if you just want to do it for your family and friends. The bioenergy spiritual healing works on your body's energy system, balancing and restoring the various systems so that you are able to operate in a more balanced nature. And also rise above any challenges you may be facing. This is brilliant for those who battle with anxiety or are reactive to life. I think an important thing to remember is that most, if not all, dis-ease in the body originates in our emotional or our energy body and then manifests as disease in the physical if these issues are not resolved. Another important point to note is that energy healing is not religious in any way and is a scientifically proven therapy. So if you're worried that this healing is not accepted in your religion because of a clash of beliefs, you can be at ease about that. After all, we are all made up of atoms, which is energy vibrating at various frequencies. And that is what our emotional body does. It vibrates at various frequencies, producing various emotions and physical forms. The counseling and life skills goes hand in hand with this because we are also very cognitive beings, and it helps to make sense of this on that level in order to assist an energy shift and balance. It is also very empowering when you can work from this angle and understand what it is you are going through and need to do to have a shift. I find ladies battling with postnatal depression or just anyone battling with depression, this is a very good therapy to add into your recovery process. You know, any life event that is traumatic or considered a big event will have an effect on your energy system. What we want to do is balance and understand the effect it has had on us so that it doesn't affect us later on down the line when we can least afford it to.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have been in a situation where something small has happened and we've reacted in quite a big way. And we often disappoint ourselves with this behavior. And by doing healing, it gives us the opportunity to catch this and remedy negative effects down the line. I also do work on babies, especially little ones that have been born through cesarean section or had a traumatic birth. Although in saying that, just even an easy birth is still quite traumatic for these little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And by balancing the energy system, they adjust a lot quicker and tend to be a lot calmer. What I suggest is if you are nervous about energy work, book an appointment and decide for yourself if this will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do expand a lot more on your appointment so you can understand exactly how it works and what to expect.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you so much for helping us understand. Now, Laura, my next question is about meridian therapy. I've heard quite a lot about this, but I don't really understand it. Can you enlighten me a little bit?
Sure, Taryn. Meridians are energy lines which run through your body, each vibrating at its own frequency and giving energy to various organs and systems in your body. There are 14 of them, and when we focus on just balancing those and making sure they are running correctly, it can be quite powerful. Each meridian runs in a specific direction, and if we are under a lot of stress or unhealthy, unfit, or experiencing trauma, these meridians can start becoming blocked. If our meridians are not healthy, it can lead to weakened organs and body systems. Acupuncturists and acupressure therapists use the system of healing a lot. In China, Tibet, and the Middle Eastern countries, meridians are a very popular way of treating disease in the body. And with bioenergy healing, I also use this system. The system is addressed, but at a more general level, whereas if we do meridian therapy on its own, it becomes a lot more focused. Generally, I'll scan the energy system and then from there decide what I feel would be best suited to you as an individual. And the method I use could change each day depending on what your system needs on that particular day.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Thank you. Now, I see you're also very passionate about children, ADD, ADHD. What is it that you do for children and how does this type of healing help ADD patients?
Okay. Well, Taryn, when I work with children, I include a lot of life skills, education and counseling. Self-esteem is a very important aspect of this. The label ADD and ADHD has become a big thing in today's world, which can make a child and parent feel quite overwhelmed and anxious. There's a sense of urgency out there with a lot of conflicting information. And my goal is to bring the situation back into balance so that both the parent and the child can once again feel in control and empowered and more equipped to make the decisions they need to. I'm extremely passionate about the potential each of us hold, and I find no greater reward than seeing that potential being activated. We have the most amazing children sharing our journeys with us, and we can learn a lot from them, provided we give them the skill, understanding, and the support they need. Exactly how I go about treating a child is dependent on which developmental stage they are in and what they respond to best. The thing to remember is that when we start healing ourselves, whether we're children or adults, and we start coming back into balance, there's actually no quick fix. It is a process that needs time, patience, understanding, and support. If it's a shortcut people are after, they're likely to run the risk of being disappointed. Another important point to remember is that once something is suppressed, it gains a lot of power in the background and creates havoc later on in life. If you can learn skills and the use of tools to navigate through these life challenges, you become self-reliant and not dependent on outside influences to determine your success.
Wow, Laura, you definitely offer a very comprehensive type of service, and the work that you're doing is really helping a lot of people. Thank you. So, Laura, how can our listeners find you? What are your contact details?
Taryn, listeners can visit my website, which is www.healingnaturally.co.za, all one word. It is under construction but at the moment, but there's a lot of information there on the different therapies. If you want to get hold of me, you can email me on info@healingnaturally.co.za, or you can call me on 083-661-6102.
Thank you very much for sharing your time with us today, Lara. We look forward to hearing from you much more often. Take care, Lara.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Taryn. Thanks for inviting me on your panel.
Oh, bye-bye. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. We're here to look for the best therapists. We're here to help the best therapists and to share your amazing information. So this is what we're here for.
Fantastic. Thanks, Taryn.
Take care,
Taryn.
Lara.
Have
bye.
A good
you too. Bye.